The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Chaver Va'ad HaRabbonim Mishmeres Kohanim and Merkaz Halacha of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis HaVa'ad Halacha Center.
Nida, Daf Samachay. The Gemara on the bottom of Samachay and Aleph brings the Braisa, Tanur Rabbonim. The Rabbonim wrote in the Braisa, Rosa, she saw Dam of Oida B'Vei Savio, V'Sila Oim Mekol Laila Shlo, Basila holds we give her a whole night. The nice oina shlema, we give her a full oina. The kama oina shlema, how much time do we give her? So Reb Shimon Gamliel says, Laila v'chatzi yoim. We give her a night and half of a day. Then the Gemara asks, from the steer from a different braisa, talking about the yain, the yain nesach, and the tyrus. And over there asks, kama oina, how much is an oina? And it comes out over there, chibabar and vechnan, oyoim, oy laila. Either a day or a night. In other words, a 12-hour period. And the Gemara brings, someone says, Chatzi Yom, Chatzi Laila. The Gemara differentiates, Tuvas Nisan V'Tishrei, Tuvas Tamas V'Teves. And Nisan and Tishrei, the day is 12 hours, and night is 12 hours. That's when we give either a day or a night, because it's 12 hours. Tuvas Tamas V'Teves, in the summer, the day is longer, and the night is shorter. Or in Teves, the night is longer, the day is shorter. So then, we have to work out the 12 hours. For example, in the summer, Tuvas Tamas, when the night is shorter, so we'd give a night, plus a few hours into the day. Like Chatzi Yom, so to speak. In order to work it out, this should be 12 hours. So, the Gemara is back and forth about how long an Oina is, but basically the Maskon of the Gemara over here comes out that an Oina is 12 hours long. Now, we're in practical halacha today. The halachas of Dam Sulam have changed, like we spoke about in the Samach Dal, they've changed from the olden days to nowadays. And Tyrus and Yai Nesef, Tyrus we don't keep nowadays, Yai Nesef doesn't come into play, in this form at least, in our lives nowadays. But where is this halacha of Oina? How long an Oina is, where does it come to play in real life nowadays, in our lives? So we really have it before in the Samach Gilma on the base. The Gemara brings a Raisa, be careful from their tumah. Mekana Rabirmiya to Galtamir. Sasarla Bnei Yisrael, Shivishim, Shasayan, they should separate from their wives. Samach Levesta, when it comes close to the time of their vest. The Kama, how long? Amar Rava, Oina, one Oina. Mile of Oina Achrisi, first of the Mars Havmina means extra Oina. Loi Oisa Oina, means one Oina itself. It means at the time of her vest, at a time that we anticipate that a lady's Re'iyah, that a lady's period will come, one must separate from their wife, even though she did not see any dam yet, but because of the anticipation and the concern that might come, he has to separate from her one oina. The Gemara seems to have a half minute, two oinas, and Maskon is one oina. So now we know how long an oina is. Oina is, so to speak, 12 hours, either a day or a night. And that's how the halacha is said in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Nida, in Yerideas, in Mekuf Pedalas, Yuf Beis, B'Shas Vesta, time for vest. So our chumash man, he has to separate from her oina achas, one oina. Doesn't have to start keeping their chokas, only it's around Tashvish. She did not see any dam yet, just because she might see dam, potentially. Who be yom, the daytime vest, perish from the oisim kula, separates from her that day. Afluma vest besayfa, even the time of day she tends to see, she always sees the end of the day. Still, you must separate the whole day, the whole 12-hour period, so to speak. And after shkia that night, if she didn't see, she becomes mutter. She always sees the beginning of the day. Perish kol yom, you separate the whole day. Mutter kalash tofam, she mutter the whole night before it. Chayim v'layla, it's a nighttime vest. She has a certain night of the month that, she, for example, that she always sees. Parish kolayli separate the whole night. Mutal b'yem shlofan v'achav. Mutal the day before and after. It's also either for one whole day or for one whole night. That's our Shulchan Aruch Paskins. It's based on the Gemara Tzamach Gilma Beis. The one is also for one oina. Indeed, the Taz over there in Simakuf Pedalot of Kohen Beis says, "Helchi asikna behadya." This clearly maskana apparent to Isha v'soyfe. The Gemara Tzamach Gilma. Then he says that there's a shita from the Avi Yosef. That's brought down the Beseser, brings the Geist Maimon, brings the Shem Avi Yosef. The Oinazu, this Oinaz Avest, the one's Osir, to one's wife, because of the prediction that she might see them then, is Yoim or Laila, a day or night, Mimein Nisan V'Tishrei, in Nisan V'Tishrei, Shai Yoim V'Laila Shavim, around the time of the equinox, when the day and night are the same, when they're each 12 hours. Alav Tamas V'Teves, in Tamas and Teves, Inin Chatzi Yoim V'Chatzi Laila, you have to have half a day and half a night. The Avi Yosef was trying to work it out, that should always be 12 hours. Now, the Taz asked on this. He doesn't understand, because the Beseisif already asked the other Achraim, trying to answer, but the Taz asks, and the Taz feel the Beseisif is right to argue on the Avi Yosef. The Beseisif and the Taz, they ask on the Avi Yosef. That shouldn't be like that. It's one item, it's either a day or a night. The Taz explains the Argamora, which is talking about Dam Basulim, how much time to give for Dam Basulim. That's a practical question. It's purely a practical question, how much time after the Birishena to give to assume that the Dam you find is Dam Basulim, which in the olden days they're actually makel about, nowadays we're not, but in the olden days they actually were mater, they held that Dam was mutter, because only a mako. And there is no reason why Shvitali in the lumpness of a day or a night, a certain amount of time, a certain amount of hours afterwards, that Dam Basulim is liable to come out. And there it's 12 hours, so in Nisan and Tishrei it's either a whole day or a whole night. In Talmud and Tevis, it's going to be based on if it happened by day, happened by night, it might be Laila v'chatzi yoim in Talmud or something to that effect, because we're trying to get to 12 hours. However, By Vestas, which is where it plays out today on Halacha L'maisa, there's no reason why it should be exactly 12 hours. A Ishu who tends to see on a certain day, she'll always see on that day. A lady who sees on Zayin Tishrei, and Zayin Cheshvan, and Zayin Kislev, by day, we predict she's always going to see on the seventh day of the month, Bayoim. It doesn't make a difference if it's in the winter or in the summer, or in the spring or in the fall. A lady who always sees, let's say, on the first night of the month by night, she's on Aleph Nisan by night, Aleph Iyar by night, Aleph Sivan by night. We predict she's always going to see on the first day of the month by night. The seasons don't make a difference. If it's summer or winter, if it's spring or fall, it's not going to make a difference if the night's 12 hours long, or if it's 9 hours long, or 15 hours long. And this is how the Taz comes out, and Taz argues on the Av Yosef. And the Taz says that it goes by a yoim, halachic yoim, or halachic lila. In terms of Vestas, it goes from Neitz Nechama to Shkiyas Nechama, from sunrise to sunset is day, and from Shkiyas Nechama to Neitz Nechama, from sunset to sunrise, is considered night. It doesn't go like the Av Yosef. Now the Shach argues, and the Shach says, no, the Av Yosef is correct. And he has a good makar from our Gemara that we just learned in Samachayim of Beis. And the Gemara is back and forth what's considered an Oino, in terms of Yai Nesach, in terms of Tyrus, in terms of Dam Basulim. And the Gemara clearly says that it has to be 12 hours. A Yoyim O'Laila is only when it's in spring and the fall, when day and night is 12 hours. But if it's in Tammuz or Tevis, it's not going to be like that. We're going to work it out to be 12 hours. Laila v'chatzi Yoyim, chatzi Laila v'chatzi Yoyim. We're going to work it out that it should always be 12 hours. And the Shach says that it might surprise you that you'd be like that. But we find in many areas of Halacha, there's a concept of Shazmanias. And that's how it works, even though it's not the exact same. But that's how Halacha is going to be. And the Shach stands behind the Halacha of Av Yosef. Now, this interesting Shita of Av Yosef, the Onus of has to always be exactly 12 hours, is not accepted in today's Halacha. In fact, different Achorim have different Shadim exactly what Av Yosef means. If it means we always go from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., or from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m., or if it means you take whatever time of day she sees Dam and do 6 hours before and 6 hours afterwards, let's say she sees at 9 o'clock in the morning. So we do say it's from 3 a.m. to 3 p.m., 6 hours before, 6 hours after. Do we go 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.? It's very hard to figure out exactly what Av Yosef meant. He says only a few words. By Halacha L'maaseh, it makes no difference, because we don't go with the Shita of Av Yosef. Then there's another Shita, which is brought down over here by the Taz and Shach in Siman Kuf Bet Daled, the Shita of the Or Zeruah. The Zeruah says that Parish Adam Ishta, a man should separate from his wife, Samach Levesta, close to her vest, Chavdalit Shoyes, for 24 hours. If she tends to see by day, he has to separate from her that whole day and the night before. The Chen Lehebach, the opposite case, she tends to see by night, one has to separate from her that night and the whole day before. So this is also troubling, and the way it's more troubling. The Gemara is before Shamach Gilma Beis, the Oina Achas, the Osaf one Oina. Our Gemara in Samach Hayim Beis says the Oina is 12 hours, and whichever way you work it out, with Laila Oy Laila Oyoim, half a Laila, half a Yoim, Laila Vachatzim, whichever way it is, there's no way you can get to 24 hours. If you learn Argamar and Samachem and Bez Nida, it's clear that Ayn is not 24 hours. In fact, it's pretty clear Ayn is 12 hours. So that's the question if you do like the Av Yosef or not fast, the exact 12 hours, or if it means a day or a night, when you get to Vestas. But everyone's going to agree it's not 24 hours. It's a big mystery where the Arzurua got this from. The Revon says like this Arzurua, the Revon predated the Arzurua by a generation or two, and he also said 24 hours. The Revon, the Arzurua, where did they get this from? The Shulchan Aruch, the Machaber, and the Mosse, Oina Achas, 1 12-hour period, indeed that's how the Taz goes, not like the Arzurua. Comes the Shach, and he says that he's going to defend, he's going to explain the Shita of the Arzurua. How the Arzurua got the vest, instead of being a 12-hour period, the one must separate from his wife in prediction of her anticipated period, how the Arzurua got to make it 24 hours, which seemingly does not fit in with the Gemara's of Samach Gilma Beis, Samach Heim Beis Nida. Says the Shach, in the olden days, a lady had an exact time that she saw. Let's say her period always came at 11 o'clock in the morning. So really, she should be also only to her husband at 11 o'clock in the morning. She should not be also before that. And if she doesn't see it at 11 o'clock, so shortly after that, she should be moved to the rest of the day. Still, Chazal said that she's also a whole day. Why? Because the exact time that we anticipate she's going to see, that's the danger zone itself. And then Chazal or Machayev us to keep, they tell we have to keep a 12-hour buffer zone for protection, which is the time surrounding that exact time. From Nates until that time, from that time till Shkia. If it's a nighttime vest, she always sees at a certain hour of the night. Still, you have to keep from the beginning of the night until that time. And the rest of the night, from that time of night, until Neitz Nechama, until the morning. Besides the exact danger zone itself, they also made a buffer zone for protection, and they were machayev us to keep, and they want to separate from their wife, a full 12-hour period. Even though the exact time she sees was very predictable, still you have to keep a full 12 hours. Says the Shach that nowadays, he talks about in the Shach, and then the Kus, the Kesef, and the Sarai Shulchan Aruch, also written by the Shach, he writes there a little more at length, a little more about Riches about it. He says that nowadays, even a lady would have a vest kavua as a fixed cycle, see the same every month, and certainly those who don't have a vest kavua, which most of our ladies don't have the exact same time every month, but no one has an exact time, pretty much no one has an exact time they see. There's no such thing as a lady who always sees 10 o'clock in the morning, that she should see on the 7th of Tishrei, 10 o'clock in the morning, the 7th of Cheshvan, 10 o'clock in the morning, the 7th of Kislev, 10 o'clock in the morning, make a vest kavua to always see at 10 o'clock in the morning on a certain day of the month. That's pretty much unheard of nowadays. So even a lady would have a vest kavua, or she doesn't have a vest kavua, she can have a vest, she ain't a kavua, and a bainis, based on the fact that she is capable of developing a vest kavua, the exact time is random. The potential of Veskavua is for a certain day. If she's Zayin Tishrei by day, and Zayin Cheshvan by day, and Zayin Kislev by day, that's a Veskavua. For she's always going to see on the 7th of the Chodesh by day. If she sees Zayin Tishrei by day at 10 o'clock in the morning, we say that she might see on Zayin Cheshvan by day. Is it going to be 10 o'clock in the morning? Probably not, because even if it's going to become Kavua for Zayin L'Chodesh by Yom, for the 7th of the month by day, it's going to be extremely unlikely that's always going to be the same time of day. So whereas in the olden times, the former years, hundreds of years ago, thousands of years ago, even the exact time that a lady saw meant something, and then you kept the rest of the day as a protective zone, as a buffer zone for protection, nowadays the exact time she sees is probably random. And the vest itself, the time of the vest itself is for that day. And the whole day is a danger zone, not just the exact time. But we know Chazal said that besides the actual danger zone itself, you have to be careful and keep an extra 12-hour buffer zone for protection. Says the Shach, that's how the Ozerua made 12 hours into 24. When there was an exact time that Lady saw, you kept the whole 12 hours as a safety net for protection, as a buffer zone. Nowadays, the whole 12 hours is a danger zone. But where's the safety net? Where's the buffer zone for protection? Says the Shach, that's how 12 became 24. The Ozerua says you have to keep the 12 hours before the exact 12 hours. The Shach actually says he has a riot from the Gemara, and if Samachilim obeys, the Gemara first thought the Rav was saying they keep Oina Achwisi, two Oinas, 24 hours. And the Gemara backs off and says, Oina Achas, only one Oina. Why the Gemara think you should be keeping 24 hours? Rav says to keep one Oina. We know from Samachim Abayis, the Oina is a 12-hour period. Why would you dream the Rav meant to keep 24 hours? So says the Shach, the answer is because even in the olden days, there were some ladies that did not have an exact time they saw. They could see any random time during the day. So besides the exact time that she might see in the danger zone, the Gemara understood there also has to be a protection zone, a buffer zone for protection, which would be 24 hours. So therefore the Gemara thought the Rav probably meant that since some ladies have to keep 24 hours, the ones that don't have an exact time, every lady should keep 24 hours. The Gemara says, oh, no, Rav only meant 12 hours. Since in the olden days, most ladies had an exact time they saw. So besides the exact time, they only keep 12 hours, not 24. But the Shach says that nowadays, that most ladies don't have an exact time. So on the contrary, everyone's keeping 24. And that's how it became 24 hours. And this is a big chumra, halacha l'maisa. Because if a lady's vestas take place by day, she sees by day, most ladies don't have vest kavua. Let's say she saw by day. So you have to keep vest l'chodesh, same day next month. On the bandis, day 30 from there. Vesta Floga, the distance, the interval she had from her previous period, we predict she'll have such an interval again. We predict everything will happen by day. So based on that, she'll be also to her husband only those days of Vesta Chodesh, and Abenis, Vesta Floga. But because of the Chumra of the Arzuro, which the Shach goes with, the Arzuro would knock out the night before those days. You also have to separate the night before Vesta Chodesh, the night before and Abenis, the night before Vesta Floga, which comes out of the Chumra Aloch Lamaisa. The Shach brings that the Bach went with it, the Bach said to keep as the Chumra. He brings that the Agar Shari Gura went with it. It's brought down to Ma'aril, they went with it. And the Shach encourages very strongly one to keep the Anish Azurua. Now on the other hand, there's many Achrim who don't go with it. There's a Shlom on the bottom of the page, lines of many Rishonim that don't go with the Azurus Halacha. They hold it's only 12 hours, not 24. Although after the Shach's Pshat, you have to know if it's really proven for those Rishonim anything. Maybe those Rishonim are talking about a lady at an exact time. But there's a Shlom feels it's proven that you don't have to keep 24 hours. Beslachim Yudah on the side of Shulchan Aruch, said retire in the back of Shulchan Aruch, they're all Mekel, and they don't go with Azurua. They see you only keep 12 hours, not 24. The Chavis Das, brought down by the Pesach Teshuvah, says you only keep 12 hours. Rabbi Kveger on the page of Shulchan Aruch doesn't like the Shach's Pshat. The Chachmas Adam says that the crazy place he was Mekel on this, although it's not clear the crazy place he was really being Mekel on this, could be he's really discussing more the Avi Yosef, and going against the Avi Yosef. But the Chachmas Adam learns, Chachmas Adam is written by the Chayyadim, he learns that the place he did not go with this Chumrah 24 hours. And indeed, the Chaznish writes in the letter that Chachmas Adam himself, in the way he's bringing the place, it seems Chachmas Adam himself did not go with the 24-hour Chumrah with Azurah. It only went 12 hours. It's a big Haftimah Lamaisa. While Lamaisa, Ramesha Feinstein, the Chuvah, the Gris Moshe, discusses the Azurah, and he says it's appropriate for one to be a Machmer. He says to keep it as a Chumrah, it's Nachal HaHachmer. The proper thing is to be a Machmer, keep 24 hours instead of 12. Unless it's a particular Mokum Matsoyev, it's a particular case of need, that one can be Makel, and not keep the Azurah, only keep 12 hours. But there's not a particular Mokum Matsoyev, not a particular need. Ramesha, we could say he encourages the ones to keep 24 hours, and not just 12. Keep the Chumrah of the Azurua, probably based on the Shach's Pshat of the Azurua. However, since we're keeping it as a Chumrah, we can say that while we're not combining it with any other Chumrah, for example, during the 12 hours of the vest itself, the only thing that's also for the couple is they cannot have Tashmish together. Anything else, any other connection between them is Mutter. Still, the Bach and the Shach, they say that we encourage one as a Chumrah to refrain from Chibuk and Nisha, from hugging and kissing. They should refrain from that during the 12 hours of the vest itself. We're only keeping it as a Chumrah. Hayyoy is only being kept as a Chumrah, so even one who keeps the Arzurua and expands the 12 hours to 24, and keeps the Oina before the actual Oina Savest, we would only tell him the Shemachmer in terms of Tashmish itself. So tell him the Shemachmer, or Chibuk and Nisha, during Arzurua, will be what we call Chumrah Gabi Chumrah, be piling on Chumras. Renate, that's also want to refrain from chibuk nishuk during the 12 hours of Zeruah, because that would be an extreme chumrah, chumrah atav l'chumrah. Obviously, you're trusting someone to use their seichel and their better judgment when it comes to this type of a shiloh, but in principle, as a matter of psak, we would not tell someone to refrain from chibuk nishuk during the 12 hours of Zeruah, since even those who keep the Zeruah only keep it as a chumrah, like Ramesh says, it's nochal hachmer, it's a probity in hachmer, and that's why, in a particular case of need, they're going to be lenient and not keep the additional 12 hours and not keep the 24 hours of Zeruah. So therefore, we would not tell them to keep the 12 hours of Zeruah in terms of Chibuk Ganisha. However, during the 12 hours of the Vesta itself, the time she actually saw, they were keeping it next month, the same day of the month, next month, the Vesta Chodesh, or keep on the Bainus Day 30, and Vesta Flogel. Then during those 12 hours, Tashmish is certainly Aser. It's also strongly recommended to refrain from Chibuk Ganisha as well.
The Daf Yoimi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.